This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Preliminary reports suggest an enemy drone that killed three American troops in Jordan may have been confused for a U.S. drone returning to the base. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The enemy craft flew in at a low altitude, U.S. officials tell the AP, and might have been mistaken for an American drone that was in the air at the same time. While the base in Jordan near the Syrian border, it does have counter-drone systems, there is no effort to shoot it down. A trailer where troops sleep was struck and surrounding trailers were damaged by the blast. More than 40 soldiers were wounded and three U.S. Army Reserve soldiers from Georgia were killed.
Sergeant William Rivers, Specialist Kennedy Sanders, and Specialist Breonna Moffitt.
Pentagon Deputy Spokeswoman Sabrina Singh.
This is an IRGC-backed militia. It has the footprints of Kitab Hezbollah.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby says President Biden met with national security advisors and is weighing options.
These groups, backed by Tehran, have just taken the lives of American troops.
Jennifer King, Washington.
Israeli forces killed three Palestinian militants Tuesday inside a hospital in the occupied West Bank, including one that Israel's military said was a Hamas member planning an imminent attack. Palestinian health officials said Israeli forces shot the three men dead after storming into Ibn Sina Hospital in Jenin. The video, said to be from a surveillance camera at the hospital, appeared to show about a dozen undercover troops wearing civilian clothes or dressed like medical personnel in scrubs and white lab coats, carrying guns and moving through a quarter of the hospital. The Palestinian Health Ministry called on international institutions to pressure Israel to halt operations in health facilities. Israel has accused Hamas of operating in hospitals and in tunnels underneath health facilities to hide weapons and use civilians as shields. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Pakistani court has convicted former Prime Minister Imran Khan of revealing official secrets and sentencing him to 10 years in prison. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
This is the latest in a slew of cases that supporters say are meant to sideline the imprisoned former cricket star just days ahead of parliamentary elections. The Islamist politician was ousted in a no-confidence vote in 2022. He's not on the ballot because he's already serving a three-year prison term, and more than 150 other cases are still pending against him. He nonetheless remains a potent political force because of his grassroots following and anti-establishment rhetoric. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Billionaire Elon Musk, founder of the startup company Neuralink, reports the first human patient received an implant of one of the company's brain chips Sunday and is recovering well. The chips are designed to help patients overcome paralysis, among other things. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
Elon Musk says his Neuralink brain chip startup has put an implant in a human patient for the first time. Musk said Sunday that the patient is recovering well and that, quote, initial results show promising neuron spike detection. Spikes are activity by neurons, which use electrical and chemical signals to send information around the brain and to the body. It's been a bumpy road for Neuralink to reach this point. The company, valued at around $5 billion last June, has faced calls for closer scrutiny of its safety protocols. Reuters reported earlier this month that the company was fined for violating federal rules on the movement of hazardous materials.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Ukraine said Tuesday Russia's military attacked overnight with 35 drones and two guided missiles targeting multiple regions of the country. Ukraine's Air Force said air defenses destroyed 15 of the drones, including intercepts over the Mykolaiv, Sumy, Cherkasy, Dnipropetrovsk, Kharkiv, Kherson, and Kyiv regions. A Japanese moon lander is up and running after several days without the sunlight it needs for power. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Japan's first lunar mission made a precision touchdown earlier this month, just about 60 yards away from its target in between two craters. However, a last-minute engine failure made for a rougher-than-planned landing, with the spacecraft ending up the wrong way up. That left its solar panels unable to see the sun and unable to charge. Japan's space agency used battery power to gather as much data as possible, then turned it off to wait for the sun to rise higher in the lunar sky. Now awake, it's expected to have enough sun to operate for several Earth days. I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.